Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Bridget and I here. Joe hopefully is recovering and getting back for us soon. But in the meantime, we're carrying on without him. This is the second hour live. For those of you who want to hear the first hour and you don't get it on your local radio station, you can always go to RadioMD.com and get the archives of it. That's archived all the way back. We're now into our 15th year. Amazing. 15 years of doing this. But you can get it all the way archived back at RadioMD.com. By Tuesday of the next week, you can hear the first and second hours. Or if you want to hear it live, RadioMD.com. You can email us at udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com. And that's what the tip of the week is. It was from Megan in Hanover, Massachusetts. So, Megan, if you're listening, it's your question about neti pots and saline flushes that we'll cover as the Real Age Tip of the Week this week. In the meantime, the top story I like for still going forward is this crazy story about male enhancement drugs called Dangerous among an FDA crackdown. What do I mean by this? Well, it took Brian Williams on NBC Nightly News saying the FDA has banned or has said there are 20 internet-type products that are sold for male enhancement that are selling millions of dollars that the FDA has said are dangerous. Yet, months after the FDA warnings, some of these supplements are being sold on mainstream retail websites. And in fact, an executive of one of the online sellers specifically named in the FDA warning said her company wasn't officially notified by the agency until Thursday. That is, it took the NBC calling the FDA for the FDA to send out their letters. And in fact, most of these products are just some part of Viagra or one of the other drugs that are made off-label or in not what we would call pharmaceutical-type places and have a lot lower content of them, but in fact, they're dangerous when combined with other products. That's the reason that the FDA has issued the warnings. They consider them dangerous when combined with other products that you don't know about, and you don't know about those dangers, and they aren't warned about it in these internet-type advertisements and sites. And the FDA apparently was so short-staffed, it hasn't been doing its job either, kind of like the Secret Service, almost doing its job, but not quite. And the FDA, we need them because they are the thing that protect us most from drugs and supplements that are sold that are really crazy. Bridget, one of the things that is sold that isn't crazy is an apple. You brought me an apple. Was it the right one to control obesity, docs?
I don't think it was. Not to say that it's not healthy, but it's not the one that the researchers from Washington State University found to be the most beneficial when it came to fighting against obesity. So we'll get you a new apple, Dr. Mike. But this study found that they looked at different apple cultivars to see which ones contains the highest level of non-digestible compounds, such as fiber and polyphenols. And they found that the green Granny Smith apples were the most beneficial because they had the most dietary fiber and polyphenols and the lowest content of carbohydrates. So they benefit the growth of friendly bacteria in the colon, and they surpassed all the others that they looked at, which were Fuji, Gala, Golden Delicious, and Red Delicious, and the amount of non-digestible compounds that they contained. So the Granny Smith apples were actually able to change the proportion of fecal bacteria that were from obese mice to be similar to that of lean mice. And we know that there's a huge relationship with the bacteria in the gut and obesity. And so apples may be one solution to decreasing obesity through improving the bacteria in the gut. So we'll get you a, Granny Smith apple next week.
Okay, so Granny Smith was the type. It's not known that, that Fuji and the others don't, because those weren't tested, as I understand it. But the Granny Smith, because this was done by Washington State University, were the ones tested. So now we know of a bunch of things that change bacteria in the gut. Red meat and egg yolks and carnitine, lecithin, choline products, those make it worse and they cause inflammation, the bacteria you get. And so saturated fats, red meat, those luncheon meats, those are bad. From a bacteria standpoint, exercise, that's good. So exercise changes the bacteria and improves it. What also makes it worse is the sugar substitutes. Sugar substitutes cause insulin resistance by changing the protein the bacteria in the gut makes. And so this is the fourth one, Granny Smith apples make it better by doing something that decreases your sugar level or decreases, changes the gut bacteria so that at least the mice are healthier. So where do you think we're going to come out on this, Bridget? You've been looking at the field, I know, on this area. I think we're going to have, well, before I tell you what I think, you tell us what you think.
What do you mean?
Well, where do you think we're going to end up? Do you think we're going to change the bacteria in our gut? You think we're going to find out something we can give with everything we eat that's going to make us healthier and not have to worry about red meat and sugar substitutes? Or we're going to find out that the bacteria in our gut are a controlling factor, and we're going to have to either modify the bacteria in our gut with taking probiotics in larger quantities, or we're going to have to avoid a whole bunch of foods and go for a whole bunch of other foods?
Well, I think that we're definitely, with more and more research that's being done on the gut, that we're definitely on the right track to determining exactly which foods to eat more of in order to improve the good bacteria levels and to decrease the bad bacteria levels. And so I think that having more of a focus on that and fixing the gut as the primary focus when you're looking at people that have obesity and those types of things, it's just going to become more and more common. So that, yeah, we're feeding people, or people are eating more apples, more probiotics, and exercising more in order to see the improvement in their gut bacteria, because I think that there's a huge association with that and obesity. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, so what you told me is you're not sure where we're going to end up on it, other than this is going to be a problem. As Muriel has emailed me, yes, that's why egg yolks are bad. And she's right on that, because they have a lot of the lecithin in the egg yolk. As I remember, carnitine is in red meat, such as pork, so it's 4 ounces of pork, 4 ounces of red meat max a week without changing your gut bacteria. It's why egg yolks are bad and apples are good. So thank you for bringing me the apple, and now next week it's got to be Granny Smith's.
Okay, you got a deal.
The next of the top stories is another one on bacteria, and this is one that I know that a company in Cleveland, Ganeden Biotech, is working on, but this is not from Ganeden. This is from a company in Spain, and it is on bacteria in wine may bring a really interesting health benefit. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths among women in the United States. Better screening and treatment have contributed to a decline in breast cancer deaths. However, not all women have benefited equally from these improvements. Black women have the highest death rate from breast cancer compared to any other racial or ethnic group. We can all help reduce deaths from breast cancer. Healthcare professionals can ensure that women get the tests and treatment they need on time. Patient navigators can help guide women through the healthcare system so they get the care they need. Women need to educate themselves about breast cancer and talk to their healthcare provider about how to reduce their risk. The full benefit of breast cancer screening is achieved when every woman receives adequate screening, timely follow-up, and high-quality treatment. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/vital signs.